Song of the Day winner today, suggested by Allie on Instagram. That was Live the Web Girl's pick with Lady Marmalade by Christina Aguilera and a bunch of other ladies. If you got a suggestion for a song, you can hit us up in the DM. It's Radio Now AM Show.
I can't believe I got last.
I can.
Honestly, I can't either. I love that song.
What the heck?
They're all strong choices. For a Monday, trying to get everybody up and going.
It's Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now, and this poor guy, and I say poor guy because I think the sentence was totally not justified. A man overslept jury duty, and he got 10 days in jail for it. Yes. Ugh. He was selected to serve on a civil jury in August, but when he overslept for the trial, he had to spend 10 days in jail. His name is DeAndre, and he has no criminal record. The 21-year-old guy from West Palm Beach was summoned for a hearing in court last month. The circuit court judge asked him, hey, why didn't you show up to the civil trial, you know, when you were sworn as a juror? And he's like, honestly, I slept in. Like, I apologize. He's like, oh, well, you have plenty of time to sleep in jail. So you got 10 days in jail.
Oh, man.
Does the crime fit the time here? Does anybody think the judge did the right 10 days in jail? Liv, you're freaking out right now. You're like, oh, God, that could be me.
No, I want that to be me. Honestly, I don't think I would mind 10 days in jail. Yes. Are you joking? I just get to sleep.
Lego.
No, I could
you
read.
Don't just get
I could
to sleep,
journal.
The lights go on and they like, oh, and you have, like,
I can
jobs
sleep.
And stuff.
I can sleep literally through anything, like, though, I feel like.
Can and you poo like, in a hole or like a toilet when everyone's watching you?
Yes. Like, I have no shame for that either.
Oh, I feel bad for the other prisoners.
10 days away from my phone. Oh, I think that would be nice.
Well, you could do that yourself, though.
Have you, Mackenzie, you seem to know an awful lot. Have you been in jail?
No.
Then how
Never.
Do you know?
Because I watch movies. I watch TV shows. That's the biggest thing. I told you, I could never like poo in front of anyone else, let alone a cell full of people.
I think you've built up a comfort. Like, I never thought I could do that, but this week with my wife, she was right in the bathroom. I mean, it just...
No, you went when she was there?
You have to go. You got to go. I'm sure it's just like prison.
That's the kiss of death. That is the end of intimacy. I was married over 14 years. Never once did my ex see me go to the bathroom.
Well, maybe that's why if you guys didn't do that, maybe it would be different.
No, I'd say, oh, I'd have to go. I just think that's so... That's like the one cross line. Yeah, of course. Like,
you too.
But I'd be like... But, like, you don't... I wouldn't have a conversation on the toilet going with him watching.
My
Ew.
Wife has seen me naked. My wife has given me a sponge bath after I had surgery and I couldn't do it myself. I don't think you can't get much more intimate than that.
So you're just staring at each other while you go number two.
Well, we don't make direct eye contact like, hey, first one to break loses.
I just think that's the end of intimacy. That's just the end of romance.
All right, well, I think it intensifies our love, so... To each their own. I think our bond's gotten better by being there on the potty. So overall, we all say no to this dude. You say he should have been able to get out.
We got off track there.
We did.
I mean, I don't think that the crime fits the punishment.
Then what would have been
don't.
Right? What would have been right to you, Liv? Like, if you were Judge Liv, what would you have done?
Maybe like a $150 fine.
I would have made
that's
him
pretty steep.
Show up every day the next week at 4 a.m. and do some court work. Like, clean the bathrooms in the court at 4 a.m. to get up early.
No.
I feel like that would have been better.
I would rather
go to jail.
Yeah, Liv's like, I'm not getting up
but
that
like,
early.
But like, seriously, taxpayer money, what's that guy just doing sitting in jail? Nothing. Like, put that person to work and make them get up early, and then they won't sleep through their alarm again.
Has anybody listening done something just really small, like not that big, but you had to go to jail for a couple of days? Like, what is it like?
Not me.
Like, I've never been to jail.
I kind of wonder what it's like.
I've had friends that have gone in the drunk tank before. Like, they got,
like less than 12 hours or something?
Yeah.
I think my boyfriend had to do that before.
All right, you don't gotta spill this. As your defense attorney here, don't say stuff about your boyfriend you may not want out there in public.
I don't think that's the same thing, though. That's obviously
yeah,
that. It's
he
like
was
hard
just in the drunk
time.
Tank.
Go ahead.
One of us needs to go to jail.
Well, definitely not me. I'll survive the least, the longest.
I'll go to jail.
All right, what are you going to do to get arrested?
Dude, you would love jail, you know, poor chop.
Poor chop, like, hey, I dropped the
soap.
I dropped it again.
Oh, that's sad. I would worry about you so much in there.
As long as they're cute.
He'd be fine.
I'd worry about the other guys in there. Like, hey, give me a soap.
I feel like they
soap.
Would love Joe, too.
I am quite the, heavy cuddler kind of a guy. Who knows? Prison might be fun for us. Hey, we'll find out what's happening in the tea coming up next. Hang on.